ruler of a wheat, and just like come out like a needle, he would check around the outside to see if it gets stuck there, if there's any neck over there on the moyach. Now Omer Rav Shizbi said also that Hani Abzi Didan, our geese is Koif Shomayim Damyun. They're like birds of the water. That is to say the moyach is very soft, and therefore it's Ein Lo Bedika. Will be a treif of Yavashal if you see the Yetzim is broken. Then the Mishnah says, Nofel Lior. Let's say the bird falls into fire and it gets scorched. So, Omer Rab Yechanan, Mishum Rab Yosi ben Yeshua, Shia Yerukasan, that the Mishnah says, if it turns green, that if the organs inside turn green, that's right, a treifa. Then how much of the organs have to turn green? How much is the Shia to make them to treifa? So shiur kavosan is kashir nukavosan, the same shiur as a whole man nukavosan the master, just like any small hole that goes into these organs that makes a treifa. No matter how small the hole is, it's a treifa. It's the same thing when it gets burnt, like afiur kavosan the master. Even if a small amount, a small green patch comes upon the organs, that also make it for treifa. Boy minei Rabbi Yosef bread Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He has to shalom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hariku kovid, let's say the liver becomes green. But which part of the liver? Hariku kovid kineged b'nei mayin, on the part of the liver which lies like in front of the intestines, in front of the b'nei mayin. Ma, what's going to be the loch? Is that called a treifa or not? Omlei said, yes, treifa. It's called a treifa. Since the liver became green, that's also called a treifa. So he asked him a question, why? Why should it be worse than the whole liver was taken out? If the whole liver was taken out, it was gone, it's kosher. Omer Rabbi Rava says, yes, there's a difference. Kivon shariku kovid kineged b'nei mayin, since that the part of the liver which is in front of the b'nei mayin turned green, and so b'yidua shenofla lior, like we know for sure that this bird like fell into fire, and therefore v'nechmu b'nei mayin, that the b'nei mayim, the intestines, those are the ones that were scorched with fire. And therefore, treifa, therefore, there it's a treifa. And echnami, the liver itself will not make it for treifa. But the main thing is, this is a proof to say that the b'nei mayim was burnt. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, hoye layihi tana goylus. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had a hen, and shadre l'kayim to Rabbi Leza kape bribi. He sent a shayla, he sent it to Rabbi Leza bar Kappa, Bribi, that Omalei said to him like this, Yeroikenheim, that Lamaisa they turned green, and therefore the Yachshrei, he said that it was kosher. Rashi says, Yeroikenheim means Hadakenes, the intestines were green, and he said it's kosher. So that's the question, I've learned in our Mishnah that Yeroiken Sulin, if the intestines turn green, it's like a fossil. So Moritz says, no. I'll tell you, no, that the Mishnah says it fell into fire and it turned green, that's a treifa, that's only going on the kurkavin, that's one of the stomachs of the birds, belave its heart, or else the cover the liver. There is something that originally was red and now was turned over to be green, that's a simon, that's a treifa. But things that at the beginning were also towards green, not red, there it's no treifa. Tanya Namiach learned like this also. B'elu b'nei mayin omru. Which type of the intestines inside was it said if it turns green that becomes a treifa? That's only said on the kurkavin, the label of the covid. That these three things at the beginning they're red. So if we find them later to be green, that's a proof to say that it became a treifa. But other things that are not red to start off with, then it would not be a simen treifa. Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef hoyilayu tanagoto. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef also had a hen, and also the shayla happened to it. So Shadru l'kayim to Rabbi Avuah, he sent the shayla in front of Rabbi Avuah. For Yomlen, he said back to him, listen, Adoimim heim, the intestines inside turn red, and therefore treifa, therefore I pass it to treifa. So Moriyas, I, for your nantanan, wondered our Mishnah, Adoimim ksherim, that if they're red, they're kosher. Omle said back to him, Adoimim sherikoim, and it's not me, something that started out to be red, if later was turned to be green, that's a treifa. Or else the opposite, the yerikin, something at the beginning was like greenish, and shadimu now because of the fire it turned red, and echnami, these things are treifa. La yomu adumu kisherim, And where is this a case that we said that if it's still red now, it's kosher? That's only belave a korkin over covered. That these things, since the beginning, they're red. So now if they're still red, that's a simic shera. But if something changes from red to green or green to red, that's a simic treifa. The dakin, Rashi says, that the intestines, that's usually supposed to be green. And now if we find it to be red, that would be a treifa. Now, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Chiyo, Omer Rabbi Mani, that Adoimim, something is supposed to be red. Shariku, let's say the liver or the lave that turned green, and then later the Sholkon, they cooked it up, the Chosr Vadima came back to be red again, Ksherin, and the Chlamid, then it's still kosher. My time, what's the reason? Kutru Ayabu, some of the Pshat, some smoke went into the bird, but not that it really made it for Treifa. Therefore, the Shah Shchit was not a Treifa, and even though after Shchit you check it out, it looks green, but then when you cook it up, like the smoke goes out of it, and therefore it turns red again, therefore it's still Ksheva. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Af Anu Nemer, also will say, that Adoimim, Shlo Hirikon, let's say it was red, that did not turn green, Vishokon, and then later when you cooked it up, Varikon, it turned green, Treifa, and Echonami, now it's a proof to say it was a Treifa before. My time, what's the reason? Igloi, Besiayu. No, it's uncovered now. Besai, Rashi says it's cheposan. It's uncovered. It's a mum. Like now we say, Taka really was in the fire, was scorched in the fire. Just before we couldn't tell, now we could tell. Therefore, it's treifa. That's called the gloyi besiayu. Om Rav Ashi, Rashi said, Hilkach. Therefore, lelechol inish. A person should not eat ela b'shalka unless he cooks up the bird first, because otherwise you have to be afraid. Maybe really was a treifa. So only after you cook it up, you can see if it really turns colors or not. But the Gemara says, "Below, it's not true." And we don't see the problem by ourselves. Stamped after say you have to cook it up to see to find the problem. That's called we don't look for problems. We don't have to go to make up problems, to make a race, or to make us look to think maybe there was a treifa. Then the Mishnah says, "Dorso v'torfa b'kaisel." Let's say it was trampled upon and thrown against the wall, so you have to wait 24 hours. Omer Reb Lozer ben Antignus, Mishum Reb Lozer b'Reb Yanai, Achazu v'yachazu, Tzricha b'dika. I mean, even after it waits 24 hours, still after the shkita, you have to check it out. The Rashi says, because we're afraid, the Shema Nishpura Shedra, the Nisak Achut, so still you have to check out the Chut HaShedra, you have to check out the host point. Now the Mishnah says, the Eluk Sheris B'Yoif, these are the birds that are still kosher. Nikfo Hagageris, there's only a hole in the windpipe, or else it was cracked in the length. Hiksa Chulda Al Roisha, let's say a Chulda weasel hit it on his head, but Mokka bit it, but Mokkim Shenoisois a Treifa, not connected the Moyach, not connected the brains in the place, even if there would have been a neck of there. It would not make it into treifa, therefore it's kosher. Nikov hazefek, let's say the zefek has a hole in it, that's still kosher. The zefek, that's the crop by the bird, that's still kosher. Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, afilu nitol, even if you take off the whole crop, still it's kosher. Yotze b'nei meyeho v'lo nikva, let's say the insides came out, but there was no neck of there. Or else nishtabru gapel, or else let's say the wings were broken, nishtabru ragle, or let's say its legs were broken, nimrutu knafel, or let's say its feathers were plucked out, still it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says in nitla hanoitzah psula, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that if it's down, was taken out, was gone, then it's a treifa. Rashi says the hanoitza means the small ones. Noitza, the small feathers, he had daka snuchla bosa, near the bosa. So that was taken off, he holds, that's called the treifa. Now the Gemara says, Tonema, but it went like this. Maisa b'Rebbe Simoi. What's up, Rebbe Simoi? For Rebbe Tzadik. Shehol chulava shona b'lud. They're once going to make an ibiyor in Lud. Vishav soy b'oinoi. That they lived b'oinoi. Rashi says it means Yom Shabbos, Shosu Shamu Shabbos, and on that Shabbos they stayed in the place called Einoi. That's where they stayed over Shabbos. For Heiru B'tafachas K'Rebbe B'Zefek. The same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek. The Rebbe says Afrilo Nito, still it's kosher. The same way he Paskins by Tafachas by the womb. So Heiru means say even if the womb was taken out of the animal, still it's kosher, it's not a treifa. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Iboilu who? Heiru B'tafachas L'Isura. Does it mean to say that he Paskins B'tafachas by Isur? K'Rebbe B'Zefek L'Tera. The same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek Latero. In other words, at this Shah the Rashi says there were two separate Heroes. One Hero was the Paskin by Tafachas by the womb, Li Surah. And the second Hero was Kerebi Bezefik, that the Zephyr, the crop of the bird, if it's taken out completely, still is kosher. Or do we maybe know what he meant to say was Hero by Tafachas Latero, Kerebi Bezefik. It was only one psak that he did. It was a shal about the womb, about the tefachas. And he paskin leteru the same way Rebbe paskins by Zefik. Avo k'Rebbe b'Zefik le'srilu. But where Rebbe actually paskins by Zefik, maybe he didn't paskin like that. He doesn't know the kimteku. The shal, what do you mean to say? He just meant to say that tefachas is k'shero, just like Rebbe holds by Zefik, even though the actual shal of Zefik he doesn't know like Rebbe. Or maybe, no, he had these two arrows. That's a take. Omar Rabba, Vitaim Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Gagoy Shal Zefek, the top part of their crop, Nitin Keveshet. That's the last loch like Keveshet. If there be a kuva there, that would make a treifer. Hey, where is this? Omar Baby Barabayo, Kol Shen Nimtach Imoy. Anything that gets like a stretches with it. Now, Yotzu B'nei Mayin, what's going to be if the insides come out? Omar Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. That's only talking about if you didn't like twist it around, they weren't twisted around. But if they were twisted around, and that's fine, but then it's a treifa. Because here we're talking about when the Bnei Nayin came out and they put it back in again. So if it wasn't twisted when they put it back in again, then it would be okay. But if it was twisted, that will make it into a treifa. They'll see the Pasuk says, Hu asecho, hu asecho v'chenenecho. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu made us. Malamed Shabora Kodesh Baruch Hu Kenun Yisbiyodim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu put inside us a lot of different type of organs. Shim Nefach Achaz, if one would be twisted around, Ein Yechol Lachayis, we won't be able to live with it. So therefore, if the organs were twisted around, it'll be a treifa. Tani will learn, Hoy Rav Meir Weimer, Hu Oisecho V'chenanecho, means Karcho Dekula Bey. Like a city that has everything inside it. A karcho de kula bay means mimenu kahana from Klal Yisrael. We have kahanim, mimenu neviyov, mimenu shorov, mimenu markov. Then we have other the kahanim, we have the neviyim, we have the princes, we have the kings come from Klal Yisrael. Shneimer the pasuk says, mimenu pono, mimenu yosed. Like from there comes out the cornerstone, there comes out the yesed. Everything comes out from Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, "Who amor?" There was a guy. The Chazil who Gavri saw a person did not from Yigrulayaria that the person fall off from the roof to the ground, and Poka Karsa he saw the way his belly, his stomach opened up, Vinafko Maine, and the insides were coming out. So Asa Lebrei, so he brought the son of this person that his stomach was opened up, and Veshachta Kamei. He made it look as if he shechted the son in front of the father. Like he tricked him. What happened was Ingur, when the father saw that, so the father became like Ingur, the Asnach, and Oil Lemanayu, the Chatei Lekarso. Everything went back into place again, and he sewed it back again. So again, what happened was he did this, like a trickery. It just looked as if he was shechting the son. So the father felt so bad, he started to cry, Yisnach. So of course he was moving, the crying moved back and forth his stomach. So that made the intestines come back inside again, and then the person sewed him up, so that's the way he saved him. It's just the fact that, like the Mishnah said, the intestines come out, it's possible to have them put back in again, and sewed up, and they'll still live. Alright, we'll stop here.